Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, February is the month that we celebrate marriage, and today we're into week number 2 of our mini-series, The Four Laws of Marriage, coming out of Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were naked and unashamed. And last week, we introduced you to the law of priority, stating that our spouses are to be the number one human relationship that we have. I think you said it this way, Bruce, second to God and above all others.
That's a great memory you got there, Cap.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. So what's law number 2?
We call it the law of pursuit, and it comes from the phrase cleave to his wife. The word cleave there means to constantly hold on to never let go, to pursue hard after. And the idea is that we need to stay actively involved to holding on to our marriage relationships. That's why we call it the law of pursuit, because we're still actively seeking and pursuing and wooing our spouses.
You know, Bruce, I would imagine that this is because there's a lot of people and places and things all around us that are innocently trying to break us up, to get us off the track of pursuing our spouse. Is that correct?
That's right. And we talked a little bit about that last week, how our kids can get in the middle of marriages, how our jobs, ministries, hobbies, parents, friends can all creep in between us as husbands and wives. And while these are good things, they're intrusions that break the law of priority. And we stop holding on to our spouses for dear life. We begin to take them for granted.
You know, I'm sure we've all thought, hey, you love me, you're married to me, and is that all so bad?
No, it's good and it's bad, Cap. I mean, it's good that you've made the commitment and you're secure in it, but here's the bad part. When our relationship starts to feel that secure and that safe, the threat of reducing our efforts to maintain it increased. It's kind of like 9/11. We were very comfortable and secure as a country, and we let our guard down a little bit and wham.
So what do we need to do if we find ourselves taking each other for granted?
Well, I think Revelation 2:5 gives us an answer, where Jesus is talking to us as his bride who's left their first love, and he says to us, remember, repent, and return. He says, remember what it was like to be in love, what you did, how you felt, and use those thoughts and feelings to lead us into repentance. We need to apologize to one another for letting each other slip out of that top priority place and for getting lazy in our pursuing of one another. And then we need to return and do the things we used to do to try to woo each other. You know, it's a lot like staying in physical shape. Once we get in shape, we need to keep working out to stay in shape. Otherwise, you're going to end up looking like me.
Well, that's a good word picture, Bruce.
A wide word picture. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So what do these exercises really look like?
Well, you know, little communication touches throughout the day. Send a text, an email, a phone call at lunchtime. It says, I'm thinking about you. You're a priority in my life.
That's a good idea. Any other exercises?
Sure. Watch out how you look. You know, sometimes we let ourselves go on those lazy weekends. Keep up with your personal hygiene. You know, brush your teeth, comb your hair, put on some clean clothes. Practice some little acts of kindness. Look for ways to demonstrate your loving feelings. Mm-hmm. Help around the kitchen. Cook a favorite meal. Get that unfinished job done around the house that's been lingering. Get some flowers, chocolates. Give them a back rub.
Well, that definitely sounds like fun. So, Linda, if you're listening, you know, perk up at that point. So what else can we do?
You can spend some time together, schedule an occasional date night, block out time to watch your favorite TV show together, take a walk around the block. Remember, those little times of chatting are going to lead to some significant times of communication and saying, I'm still interested, I'm still pursuing, I'm still trying to win your heart.
Well, thank you, Bruce. We certainly don't want to take each other for granted on Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow. So if you haven't already, get out there and get that special gift or that special card. And if you're wondering what to do on for Valentine's Day for your spouse and you'd like to take her out to a great dinner, take him out to a great dinner, we have an awesome opportunity for you on Thursday, February 18th at the Eden Resort. We're going to have a dinner and a concert with Mark Cable. We certainly invite you out. Go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and there's going to be more information and opportunity to register. That's it for this week. So until next week, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.